Good day, and welcome to Holden Village. Today is Saturday, September 7th, 2002. This session is Homes of Holden During the Mining Years. This is presented from the Miners' Reunion of 2002. Let's listen in.
We'd like them here, but they only had school to the 8th grade. So Dad decided to move out. And I was moved out in 1942.
How long did you live here?
From 38 to 42.
Thank you.
From 39 to 42.
And you have the nicest little white shoes.
Yeah.
There are several people that did not see the presentation I did last night that came up here a little bit too late, and I've told them that if they would like, I will do it after Vespers tonight again for anyone that missed it.
Yes.
Because I'll be doing the one tonight on the mine cleanup project, but then I can do the mine picture one at 8 after Vespers.
Yes.
I know there's several that wanted to see it.
And that's worked out with as far as facilities and stuff?
Oh, I never checked with the...
Might want to ask Rick if that's okay as far as facilities.
I don't think...
I think there's a concert.
There's a concert.
It's in here.
There's a...
Oh.
Can you go next door?
How about after the concert?
I could go in the Creekside room if that would work. Unless someone wants to listen to the concert, then we've got a conflict.
Yeah.
We'll work it out tonight.
All right. My name is Bill Phillips. My folks came up here in 1937. I was born in 1938, and we were here until 1956. And my brother and I grew up with Nigel. So I'll get started. What I've been trying to do is collect pictures of the old homes in Winston.
These back lights off.
There's a switch right over there.
Okay. Hopefully I can keep the light up here because I'm
the regular light from my screen.
There's another switch back there. That's
the up and down switch. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yep. Turn the dimmers up again.
Turn those off.
No, other way.
I have to have something to read.
There.
Hopefully. Will that work?
Yeah.
Can you see your rating there?
I can see my rating now.
Hopefully, but can you read it?
No.
Who was that?
But anyway, I've been trying to collect pictures from family's collection of the individual homes, not just the overall, but get a really good snapshot of the individual homes in Winston. And my idea is eventually when I complete my book here that Linda has, we'll put that up in the museum. I've talked to a couple of people already this weekend who do have some old photos and will send them to me. So if anybody else knows of any photos that you think will fit in, well, let me know and I'll give you my address or email if you want to scan them and send them to me as an email attachment. I'll also show, besides the homes, some of the activities, kind of a complimentary with Linda showed this morning. Some of the Boy Scout groups, campfire. So we're interested in a kind of a broad spectrum of pictures, anything you might have in your albums that might be of value later on. And hopefully our grandchildren will come up here and say, "Ooh, look at that, there's my grandfather right there." And along this line also, we should mention that Linda is also trying to put together an album that will be complementary to this with group family photos that were taken back that time or even anything today. So that we can put that in the archives and have a kind of a pictorial history of the people who lived up here. So you can send your family pictures either to me or to Linda, either way, because we share back and forth in Seattle. The first picture I thought I'd just throw up as a starter, this is Old Man Cool. For those who might remember the name, he was one of the original pioneers up in Donkey Lake. And for those of us who grew up later, we knew Gordon Stewart, but most of us didn't know Old Man Cole. And unfortunately, he had a fire in his cabin, and it burned, and he lost his life. And I think, Joe, didn't your brother go up and...
I think he was there.
...participated in...
Yeah, he died, I think, of a heart attack from trying to put the fire out or something like that.
Right.
But, what year was that, Bill?
That was... Manny, did you say about the mid-40s?
I think about 43. I think it was... World War II time.
It was right around 41 or 42, because we were still down there living in, at Lucerne.
Yeah.
Well,
tell them about how we happened to go up there.
Yeah, it was his birthday, and we were a bunch of us from Lucerne were taking a birthday cake up to him. I'm gonna say I was about 10 years old, and Dale must have been about 12 or 13, something like that. And Dale and another guy went on ahead, and we were tramping up there. I think it was, might have been in March, because
April.
Was it April? Anyway, there was a couple of feet of snow there that we were getting bogged down in, and Dale came running back and with the news about Old Man Cool, and the rest of us turned around, went back down. I guess probably went back down to Lucerne, his birthday cake.
Manny, they called from Stehekin.
Oh yeah, they called from Stehekin and earlier, or might have been the day before, and said that they'd seen smoke up there. So they wondered if something might have happened.
They asked Oscar to go up and check on it.
Okay.
So with that, we'll start. Some of people have seen the slide, so I'm going to start with some of the pictures that I just gathered in the last 2 years. And I'll go back to the old set that I had 2 years ago, because a lot of people haven't seen those. This will be a kind of repeat for some people. This is the Earl Moore House down in the lower row, I believe. And I was wondering, Linda, if this wasn't the house that you guys eventually had. Because looking on the maps, it looks like the one next to Rogers.
Yeah, we lived in
I don't know the orientation. It is looking up Valley West and Dumbbell Peak in the background, I believe.
It could have had a different
course
originally.
Ray Miller.
How was that?
Ray Miller.
Ray Miller?
Yeah.
We'll have to look. That is possible.
Ray and Pauline.
Yeah, we'll look on the map and think.
I think so.
My husband.
Yeah, there are people in there.
Where did I get the picture? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a little bit. How's that? Can you see? All right.
Thanks.
And this is Earlis and Earlene Moore here on their skis. And I think this looks like the middle road.
Correct.
Looking west.
Yeah, that's right.
Does that look right?
Yeah.
This is a shot of the mill, and I believe this roof is probably from your front yard. I don't know who took the picture, but it looks like it ought to be in front of your house. And I think that's the Mel Bradstrand house. And senior Baldy, Bob, your father lived there?
Charlie Dolby?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like
it. And then eventually the Shelby's, I believe, were in the bottom one down there on the corner. But this road running right through here where the light is, that would be the middle road.
See that road right there? That isn't the road. And that was
33 roads. And Ruby, this house right here was kind of next to yours, and that was another Miller, wasn't it? Is that what you were talking about?
That house is
next to Ray Miller.
Where was the Dalton house?
I believe this one here, right on the corner.
We didn't have
to go. You sure?
Yes,
Yeah, the Dalkies lived up there on that wall. In fact, I think your brother just lived here eventually in that house.
What years would the Millers have lived in that house?
Well, this is
different.
Well,
this is kind of from the same area, and this is the middle road here too, I believe. And this is the grocery truck coming through the winter, delivering probably boxes of canned goods. Would do a lot of times back in 1946. People would send their orders down to Chelan for their groceries and supplies, and the company would bring them up either via the boat or most of the time by barge. And then one of the company trucks would bring the supplies up, and people's names would be on it, and they could distribute it through the neighborhood. Yes?
What is the average snowfall?
Yeah. Average snowfall? Anybody want to guess? I don't remember. Snowfall itself.
I think it's just about
300.
320, I think I read.
The
record was 461.
Between 4 and 500.
That's good. But I would say back then we had anywhere from 6 feet to 10 feet of snow on the ground. Except for one of the last years the mine was open, and that's when we had, I don't know how many, there was a drop of snow that
622 inches was the count at the time, and Holden Village records indicated at 596 or something, but it came out after that winter was over at 622 inches, which is just 2 inches short of 52 feet.
This is one of the houses in the middle road. This was Pam. It was Joy Moulton. And then they sold to Hotchkiss. She tells me, and I don't remember that family name. I don't know if anybody here does. And then they sold to the Handels. Everybody remembers Patty Handel. That was her home.
Carol Hotchkiss.
Thank you. This picture was taken in 1958, 1 year after the mine closed down. And I don't know for sure where this picture was taken. If anybody remembers, I think this is the one that appeared in Life magazine in that heavy snow year. No guesses. This one, let's see, says Sackett, S-A-C-K-E-T-T on the nameplate. Does anybody remember that family name?
Earl Sackett.
Earl Sackett. And do you know which house that one was? Can you?
I don't
remember where they were in the plot. Do you know what year? Remember what year?
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you after a while.
Okay. I'm sure you will.
Whoa.
This is the Ricks house. This is on the very top row and the very west end. And they looked right up in the ski area that Linda was showing slides of this earlier this morning. And Joe assures me that this was their living room, and they had the first TV set in 1954 up here, and believe it or not, we got TV signals, and this valley looks right straight at Spokane, and we got, what, two stations?
There was three out of Spokane at times.
Yeah, at times. Created lots of snow.
Then we used to get some station way back east would come in once in a while, just as clear as a bell, and it'd be there. remember when it was. And then all of a sudden, bang, it'd be gone, just like a flash of light.
I don't know if anybody remembered Gordon McCulloch, but he was the mechanical electrical superintendent. And he had a 1936 Dodge, as I recall, and he drilled a hole in the roof, put a TV antenna on it, with some instrumentation, and he drove all over town trying to find out where the strong signals were. And he ended up with an antenna up on the tennis pile or rock pile up there that you could aim your home antenna on. But it was not the best reception.
I had enough trouble getting raped.
This is Joe's father, Everett, and this is from the top row, I believe, and this would have been the Springer house, probably, and I don't know who else was in those at that time. I think one of those later on would have been the Clinton and Levitt, and I don't remember who was beyond that.
Rogan?
Rogan. Was it yours, Mike?
Rogan was further on.
Yeah.
Further on east. On that bottom
part. Yeah, because there were four houses, weren't there?
I don't remember. I was there with Nero.
Have you got any pictures from Honeymoon Heights?
Yes. Not very many, but I do have some. And that's Ruby and Everett Riggs and the Springer house in back behind them. But we're looking for pictures of complete families, so if anybody has any, send them to Linda. And it's Ruby at their home down in Lucerne, over in one of Oscar's houses. And I'll show another one later on to get that far. Let's see, where are we? Duran, I was told that this is your father, but I don't think that is. Can you tell me?
Dick Warden next door.
That's Dick Warden there.
Yeah.
These two guys here were up here from the Union Oil Company, and I believe he's the Union Oil Company.
Dick, no, Dick was a Union Oil Company.
Yeah. They're up here, I think, about 1954, and there was a Roger Dudley had taken a whole bunch of pictures up here of the mine operations.
That is the badge,
I don't think. Yeah. A few of you ought to recognize this gentleman. And that's Bill Clark. And those of us, when we were old enough to start working at 16 and 17, like Joe and myself, and I don't know who else, but we couldn't work in them. In the mine, so we worked on the surface, and he was our supervisor. Yeah. And we were digging out cesspools and lots of wonderful things, walking behind the road grader, picking rocks off the road, pitching them over as he graded the road, and collecting garbage in the summer. I remember doing one of those one time, helping one of the guys who was on vacation. We had wonderful things. I think we'll slip to the number one carousel now. Here. The backdrop here is a house that they lived in up in Honeymoon Heights. And there were, I'm missing a picture here.
I think there was one before that didn't drop.
Yeah, there it is. Linda shows a picture that's very similar to this. As I recall the story, a number of these houses were actually carved, if you will, from the original offices that were up here. The offices had been built by a preceding mining company that was preceding Howe Sound Company before they came in and bought the property and started the production. And they had a mess hall and dormitories for the single men. And when they got the town site built together to move everybody down there, then the bunkhouses were chopped up and made into individual family homes. I understand the story. And there were up to about 17 of them up in Honeymoon Heights at one time. Then we'll go to the next one, and that was the Blys who lived up there. My folks did too, and I'll show you theirs later on. This is Eddie Haddon. I believe this was in fall of 1936, or winter of 1936-37. And these are the original office buildings that they had up at Honeymoon Heights. This is the Bowie family, and it's their house in behind. And Mrs. Bowie, she was elementary school teacher, grades 1, 2, and 3. Was that correct? Mrs. Field is that? Got to go on memory on that one. They left just before I started first grade, so I think so you probably had her.
Yes.
And you saw her on one end and Mary Lou on the other.
Probably a son
of Victor.
Victor. Oh, wait a minute. This is a Victor. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. I'm ahead of myself. And that's Helen and Don Victor there. I think they had, they were skiing also that particular day, it looks like. And that's the Tucks.
Yeah.
Supposedly that's up in Honeymoon Heights also. And that's an early picture of Winston. I think it was in 1944.
Where did that name come from, Winston?
It came from the Winston brothers who constructed the road on the way in. And I think they also may have built the buildings here as well, but I don't know for sure on that. And that's the Cascade Flyer. One of the early boats. This is one of the boats that was used when the mine opened. In fact, there's a picture very similar to this on the Lady of the Lake too, so there's a whole history there that you can look at on the boat. This is coming into the old Lucerne dock where close to the homes the Gettys have and so forth. And this guy, that's the Speedway after it was converted to a two-deck boat.
That's a Cascade Flyer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, now you say this is a Cascade Flyer. I don't know what this was. Maybe somebody's private boat.
It's a dock.
That's the Lucerne dock. Kingman had a boat. I think it was two seasons. It's a stage.
This is a famous picture from the famous corner with the Polk's house and the D.A. Rogers house in the back. I think it's similar to the one that you had.
And Sam's?
Probably the same picture. Yep. And this is the Rogers house under construction and the Smalls house under construction. I believe it was in 1937-38. This would have been probably the spring of 30, you know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the year on that much. There's Raymond and Robert.
Yeah.
Or Robin, Robert and Raymond, whoever.
Does it sharpen up any?
Picture
is all blurry.
It may be blurry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some of these pictures were copied from copies of pictures.
Photographs or something?
Yeah. I didn't get the original. It's a lot better if I have the original, then I can make an archival copy, which generally works a lot better.
If you sent your the original, would we get the original back?
You get the original back. I do not keep them.
Okay.
What I do is, I live in Seattle, and I go to a camera shop in Seattle. I take the original in there, and Kodak has a console, actually it's self-service, but people will help you. It's about that high. Mm-hmm. It's about a $20,000 piece of equipment and does a very, very, very nice job of photo reproduction. It makes it about as exact a duplicate as you possibly can get. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot better than using a regular copy machine.
Oh.
Or a home scanner. This particular machine is a basically a dry photo system and does a color transfer as opposed to an inkjet. It has a much better resolution. Because when you're making slides, it's the inkjet type really don't work very well.
We have two pictures.
That's got to be the Rogers there.
Yes, it is. Everybody remember kind of the elaborate concrete and walk work he did down in front. That was just the start of it at that point. There's DA's pickup. And let's see. I think
a lot of the family members.
A lot of the family. The twins here and DA here. I think it's probably Bill Small there, isn't it? But I haven't written down, I think, on
and Helen's
the back side.
You gotta tell them how he got the stumps out of the basement.
You can tell it. You can tell a better story than I do.
He blasted them up through the floor of his house.
Company
delivered? Not delivered, no.
The picture on the back says it's Dixie Gale, Robert, Raymond Rogers, Bill and Helen Small, Larry Smith, and then D.A. Rogers in his pickup.
Yeah.
Is Mrs. Rogers holding a baby?
No, that's a doll.
That's a doll, okay.
Larry Smith in the Cub Scout?
That's Larry Smith.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if Raymond ever gave me a good story on this, but I'm sitting there fishing off of the gravel road. Oh. I don't remember the story behind it.
Beautiful rock work.
Yes. Yeah, this is a small house here, which is right next door. And this is the backside of the small house.
Somebody
and that should be Helen standing on the back side. And they ran a clothesline from the back of the house all the way up to the row above them. And to the house up above them. And I guess they shared the clothesline and ran it back and forth.
Oh,
man.
I didn't realize it would go between two houses.
Yes.
Did the company build the houses, and who built them for them, or did they build themselves?
The people built them themselves, and if they were lucky, they could get other people who were good carpenters and help them build their house. But the company did not build them, and the company did not provide a contractor for them. But I think the company helped bring the materials in that they ordered from Schlan or Wenatchee, from whatever. And I think they transported the materials up for free.
I think the company advanced money to them.
They may have. But that area up there is all on leased forest service land, so that when the mine shut down, that whole area had to be returned back. And obviously it isn't to its natural state, but all the houses had to be taken out because of the forest service. And the way the housing worked up here, as I recall, when the people built the house, they would keep track of their expenses of how much it took to build the house. And it was actually company policy that nobody could make money on the house and make things difficult for the next person coming in. So they could only sell the house for what they had paid for it and what they had put in for major modifications. And that was to make sure that they would be able to supply reasonable housing for the miners coming in later to replace people who are leaving for one reason or another.
Like my house, I wouldn't build.
There was a sawmill here too, and I know when we built our house, we got our shiplap from the mill here.
I think
that
they had
a
sawmill set up at the ballpark, yeah.
No, it was right below, or very close to the
Right close to the tailing.
To the tailing, yeah.
Oh, that area there.
We went up there by the ballpark too at one time.
Yeah. Oh, that's where they stored the money.
And I forgot to mention this morning, since he's showing this house, on, which is on the first row, as you go up into the village, those of you that are walking up now, the house that before this house was the Sims house, and when they did their rock wall, they cemented the top, and their big cocker spaniel named Pal, that they had for a lot of years, his footprints are in the top. And this summer, some of the Mavericks got a chunk of that wall out of the drain field area where you can't go in. And so if you're walking up, a little ways before you get to that bench, if you see a chunk of rock wall sitting off to the side, you can go over there and run your hands in there and find Pal's footprints on there. So it's down where you can see it.
And we did have gardens. They didn't grow very much, but we did try. And this was a vegetable garden that the Smalls had. That's their family. And I think this was the grandparents of Bill and Helen. Our grandmother, Bill. And that's Bill Small shoveling the snow. We all did. This was Stan Powell's garage where he kept his pickup. What year was that?
It was a 40-something pickup. I don't believe it was.
41.
41. But some people had cars up in the summertime, but in the wintertime there was no place to park the cars, so most people had to ship their cars back down to Chelan on the company barge. And some people had a garage where they could keep them in. And there were a few people who had critical jobs because they had to get up to the mine portal or to the mill in case of an emergency. So there were some people who allowed cars in the wintertime, but the roads were so narrow, plowed so narrow, and you can see those steep-sided with 10 feet of snow or more, that there wasn't any room for cars in the wintertime. This is the Sims girl, and this was Mr. Sims' rock work, and he had pretty elaborate rock work. And
that's a chunk of their wall that's sitting down there by the road now.
And there's the fireplace he built to cook his fish, and he was an avid fisherman up here. So it was a pretty elaborate setup that night. And that's Mrs. Sims. So this is the kitchen, obviously, in their home down on the first row.
Mrs. Sims.
And that's the Sims family. And here we are, Christmas time, in the living room. Few Christmas presents. Lola is smiling at us. And Leroy, that's Leroy there, I believe. Isn't it? And this is the backside of the middle row. There's a side road that comes up here, and the Forest Service camp building is down in here. It's come up this road, and the middle road coming right through here. Let's see, this was Holderhoff.
Right.
And I don't remember who was next to him.
Louis Evans.
And I think we lived in this house at one time, this that one there. The Fields was the next one to that. Hey, man, who
just lived in that house at one time, and so did
Paulson's.
The one you guys were in.
Oh.
Beach Miller up in the corner. Right. Yeah, right over there, where Beach Miller is.
Okay. And then you can see the very upper row of houses right up here. You can see these are very well, for those people who didn't live up here, we had some very well constructed homes. And there's always some comments, well, this really wasn't a very typical mining family, town at that time. And there were some pretty good restrictions, I think, even on paint. I think you could use any color you wanted as long as a dull red or a dull green, but they were very comfortable homes that were built up here. It's too bad that some of them were not retained, unfortunately, but back then nobody thought about retaining places like this for future history that people could go look at. It was really pretty remarkable.
Why did they decide on the roof design because of the tremendous snow loads? Did
oh, yeah.
they control that? Or?
I don't know that they did control roof design or not. I suspect there might very well have been, just because of safety reasons.
You know, I've never heard of any roof skating yet. ordinary folks couldn't necessarily design that unless they had put 6x6s in there.
It could be that there was a minimum pitch that they had to adhere to just because of that, but I couldn't say that for a moment.
How were they heated?
45, so mostly wood and oil.
Wood and oil.
Well, yeah, but that's the market by
the way. Oh, how can I forget? The only house with an outside chimney with rock. It should be the field house. Mary Ellen? That's your house, right?
Is that the field house?
Yeah. The folks had an outside fireplace.
Well, they did, I
guess. Not as pretty as this one.
Really?
What did you say?
Was there a laundry that they were trying to get?
A laundry? I can't answer that. Boys don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. Somebody wanted to know if there was a central laundry that the bachelor men used to wash their clothes. And I don't recall one in the room.
Yeah, that must be at the end of the hall.
I don't know.
They kept a laundry, a couple of laundry sinks at the end of the hall.
Yeah.
Maybe they did their own, yeah.
Laundry sinks.
Al used to send out the laundry to them.
You did your own hand washing.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah,
from the post office. Oh,
good. That's probably just dry cleaning.
No laundry. I read in the Holden Miner today they had laundry service to Wenatchee.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading that.
Have it at the post office on Monday by noon or something.
Yeah, I remember reading that.
This is in the middle row, and this is about where the Fields house is on the middle row near the east end. We're looking west down the hill. And that would be the very bottom, right about in there. And this was given to me by Clyde Evans. So at the time that this photo was taken, Clyde Evans was living in this particular house.
Who's the house directly in front there?
That one?
Yeah.
We'd have to look on the map, I think.
This one? This one on the left?
It's
the Dolphy house.
The one over here, I think it's Dolphy.
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
I think that's Wilsey's house too.
Could be.
Was that the Hank?
This was Lev. They would be on the right.
Next door.
Right. The Fields house.
And then the Dolphy house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Was that between you and the Dolphy house?
Yes.
Okay,
in the street.
Can you go back and see if, so we can see if that's the Hanks house? Because they're here. And
snow up. And they had to close their eyes and come back.
You're wondering if that house, was it that one right there?
This one?
If that was our house?
Yeah, it's similar. But I can't say for sure.
It had snow on it.
Is the Dolphy house visible in this picture?
I think that's it right there.
That should be it right here, I believe.
And that could be our house. We both had cars. I think the crossroad going up the hill is right through here.
Yeah, right.
And it go up to where the Holse house was cul-de-sac.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Well, then that must be ours.
That was yours.
Yeah. It was Wilsey's.
That was the Dolphy's house, and that's going to be ours.
Right.
Oh, that's the Lev house again in the summer. That's the backside of the Lev house.
Really?
Yeah. So he said, or they said, that's the interior. Guess who that is? Who's that?
Bulldogger and Paulson. Paulson.
Doug Paulson here.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
both out.
Anybody recognize him?
That's our
postmaster. And there's the Holzhauser house.
Oh, there's the old place.
And there's the back side of your house.
Yeah.
And there's Mary Joy.
See, I was good.
She was good.
Have Mary Jo stand, Joey stand up.
Why?
And your brother and dad are shoveling?
That was out.
That was a common occurrence up there.
Right there. The common. Behind your dad.
Very careful.
Yeah, very careful. Boy, had to get up and shovel snow off.
I wonder how they got the picture.
Great picture.
Yes, great.
See how neat she kept your cover?
Look at that, everything in place, right?
All that stuff.
Didn't you follow that?
She wasn't that good.
Is that Mrs. Fields?
No, no.
Okay, now we're at the Bowie House.
That's the Bowie House.
Now we're at home.
Right. Big file. That was built in 1939.
That was right next to the Tooks.
Yes.
Right next to the Evans.
Right.
Sturgeon's in the
flower box. You were over this way?
Yeah.
That's a nice house.
The only property that has that was the scope.
And that's Forrest Bowie. Now I got myself squared away by everybody here. And there's Mrs. Bowie and Alice.
That's the closed
that's
mine.
How's that one?
That's all right.
When they closed the mine and the people had to move out, what happened? Did they just lose the houses?
Yes.
What their investment was?
Yes.
Yes. Was there some families that took part of their houses out?
Yeah, we think there's probably about half a dozen people that dismantled their houses. And the company did offer free transportation to ship houses out in pieces or however they wanted to do it.
Whose house is this?
That's our
Evans and Took.
Evans and Took.
Yeah.
We built it.
Sister lived there too.
You built it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it was the Sisko's house.
Huh?
Yes. Then it was our house.
Yeah, the Sisko's lived there too.
Diane?
Did they?
Yes.
Yes.
Where's Diane?
Over here.
They're over in the corner.
You live there, Diane?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be done. I have a picture of that taken in 1962. The fall, the summer.
Uh-huh.
Probably
Bill, we wanted a picture. Do you have, can we get one from you?
Oh, you don't have one?
I don't have that picture, that's me.
Sure. Yeah, why don't you see me after some time, and yes, I'll get a copy made for you.
Thank you. Better.
Sure.
It's a nice house.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. I'll get you a picture of that. It was amazing. 1962 was still, still looked great.
And
that's the interior.
They all torn down because
the first was the interior when the Tooks were living in.
And the same.
It's a nice picture, but it does tell you, you know, when they use a regular copy or an inkjet printer, it doesn't make a very good slide or a very good archival photo. And that's why I try to get the originals of people. Or can loan them to me because I'll try to get them back to as quickly as possible when I get copies made. But it's
pretty good.
Typical,
good job.
Typical 50s home.
Where'd they get that beautiful Christmas tree?
Trees.
Oh, well. It's Marlene and Wilson. And I don't know if some people remember, but Wilson Took was at least my Cub Scout master. I don't know if it was for you, Joe, or...
I don't think so.
Or Don. Is Don here?
Yeah, but I don't...
John.
Yeah, Chuck, remember that.
Chuck Wilbur was
Scout Master.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not bad,
wasn't it?
The Cub Scout leaders were...
That's Marlene there, yes.
Yeah.
The Wickler's house is in the back. So we're working our way west along the middle row. And I think it must have been a birthday party or something.
A Bluebird party.
Oh, Bluebird. Yes, it does.
Who's the picture is up on the wall there? Who's that?
Fred.
Grandpa's grandma.
Probably. We'll assume it is. I think there's 11 in here. I don't know who all. Probably. That's Gus Trainer's place, right? It's almost off the top of the hill at the east end of the road. And that's Bernie Trainer's, his father Paul's house. Right? And that was on the other side of the road,
right across from the moon down.
Okay. Yeah, that's Bernie and Mary and
good looking boots.
Mary and Teresa.
Yeah.
This is the upper row, and someone was asking me about the upper row. They were trying to recognize their house up there. Who was talking to me about the upper row?
Back here.
I still.
Was that? Do you, can you tell, can you recognize any of the homes up there that might be yours? For orientation, this house where the arrow's pointing to, that was brown. And I've got a picture coming up later on.
I know the steep part of the face road.
Brown?
Brown.
Yeah,
west.
Cons lived in the first one.
No, Bernice had a beauty shop in the basement of their house.
Not there, was it?
Yeah. Well, that's what Janet gave me. She, I don't know, I hope she knows.
Are we looking west?
We're looking west from the very east end of the upper road.
Now, is that the cleared area up there for the ski area?
Yeah.
I think this is it.
That's, yeah, that's probably around that way. I don't. That looks like the valley floor in there.
It does.
Yeah, I think the ski area is in the trees.
Yeah.
I would say it's right in there somewhere. See, this road curved around through here, right?
And then down.
And then down, and down to where your houses were.
Burgess Bloom lived down there.
Because, Joey, your house would have probably been right in those trees in there someplace.
That's what I'm wondering if it isn't. It's clear to you wouldn't it's ski area.
That's way too big.
Too big?
It looks awful big and doesn't look very flat.
It does look kind of big, doesn't it?
I mean, it looks
like fog.
But that's, this is Linda and Janet Brown. Janet was in my class, and I don't remember exactly what year they left it. And let's see, this is a Harvard child, I believe, from their back porch on the upper row looking toward Stevens. One of the Stevens lived here, and the Lights lived in that house.
We see the Lights.
Do you?
Occasionally.
Okay. How are they doing?
Good.
Yeah. And this is Gil Plimpton, and just a friend of his who's up visiting them and beside their house.
Gil who?
Plimpton.
Gil Plimpton.
Gil Benelry.
Yeah. He was one of the engineers, and that's Alberine here in front of their house. And it's one of the daughters. Who was the oldest daughter? Is that Pam?
It wasn't just me.
That's Pam there. Mom inside the house. It's Pam in the bathtub. That was March 51 for Alberine. And in 1978, Pam found the same bathtub again. They're always still sitting up there or not.
Probably is.
We're running short on time. Let's go to the number two carousel. What I'm going to do now, this sequence, I'll show you the houses that my family lived in. in 1937, after my dad got out of mining school with a mining engineering degree, if I came up here with my mother, right here, and they had no houses for the engineers. They weren't the only ones, so they had this wall tent constructed. This was about 15 by 15 feet. Yeah. And I don't know, I've never found out how many of these were actually in place up there, who else was living in these kinds of residence that very first summer of 37.
Bennett's?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They didn't know that, and I don't know if there were others. Mm-hmm. The tents were located up in the softball park, about where center field is today, or what we would call center field anyway, as miners. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you? Okay. So that's three. Bennett's, Phillips's, and Gus Trainer family. And they had no running water. Had a pipe out there. I don't have
to run down the creek to get it, didn't you?
Yeah. How's that?
Had to run to the creek to get the water.
Well, there's a picture with my mom standing at the end of a pipe, holding a container.
Were those from the water boxes, you think, Bill? They had to be up there fairly early.
I have no idea, Gary. I haven't the foggiest on those.
I tried to find them a couple times, but I couldn't.
Yeah, but I don't remember those at all.
They kept the stuff comparatively cool.
Just about to see the interior, another interior, no walls. Then later on they walled it in. This is the same place actually, but it's now solid walls with a couple of windows and snow started flying. The interior looks the same. Same arrangement. But they couldn't live there during the winter. There was no service road, as I recall the story, and I believe everybody had to move out after that.
They went out Thanksgiving.
And my folks went down to Lucerne and were living in one of the houses probably near where the Riggs lived. This would have been in winter of 37-38. And
but we weren't there at that
38-39, I think, were the 2 years that we lived there.
Does that mean your dad had to go up every day?
Yes.
From Lucerne,
and the company had a bus that went down in the mornings and picked the workers up and all year round, brought them back, brought them up to the mine. Yeah.
They had shift buses too.
How's that?
Show bus too.
They run a bus for every shift.
Yes, correct. There were three shifts, 3 8-hour shifts each day. In addition, did anybody remember the Sneak? It used to be over at Meadow Creek.
Oh, yes.
And there were cabins next to the lodge over there across the lake from Lucerne.
Yep.
And there were miners' families in Meadow Creek also, and there was a little boat, the Sneak, and they brought those folks across the lake to Lucerne, and they got on the bus and came up here also.
What they do when there was 100 inches of snow on the ground?
They plowed the road. They had cats, a road grader, and a rotary snow plow, just very similar to the one that's up there now, and they kept the road open there all winter long.
Except when there was snow.
And then when there was a snowslide, I remember one time, at least that I remember anyway, the road was closed for a week because it got an absolutely immense avalanche. And it took them a week to clear the whole thing out to get the work done.
Probably got a lot of trees and stuff into the snow.
Because they would have had to gone down and use cats as a way. Even the snow blower couldn't go through it.
Correct.
With all that flood in it. But this is the interior of the Lucerne home. That's probably me in there.
Yeah.
This is our house up in Honeymoon Heights. Unfortunately, we don't have very clear pictures of it. This was the interior of our place in Honeymoon Heights.
Did your dad build that?
I doubt it. My dad was not noted for his carpentry. It's a good thing I can say that now. I probably have been able to say that a few years ago. There are other things he did quite well as, but I don't think that was one of them. That's the living room of the Honeymoon Heights house. And that's me. My mother.
I remember those little bitty skis you used to have.
I'm
thank you very much.
That was a great timing.
That's my brother and I, and this was our house down in Winston, which was on the left side of the Fields house as you face them in the middle row. And this was the third house right from the corner. And this is looking from our front yard, and I think we have probably from the plan, we know whose houses these are, but here's another shot of the houses in the background. This would be the upper side of the middle row, and then with the two of us here in the foreground, a couple more houses on the other side. And this would be kind of looking more toward the east end of the road. That's one of the ballpark pictures, and we were up here, and I think this was the game that the airmen had come up from Geiger Army Base or Air Base, whatever it was at that.
Larson or someplace.
Larson wasn't there.
Hmm? Larson wasn't Larson.
I believe it was Geiger.
Who won the game?
What was the score?
There's never any contest.
Probably not. This one, I'm not sure when it was taken, probably about 1954. It was probably one of our local games, Engineers versus the Miners or something like that. And this is, Petty Bickford and one of the Geiger Field Airmen. This was in 1954 also, I believe, is one of the Roger Dudley photographs. We're not quite sure. Did we establish the exact year?
Yes, because earlier you had thought it was later, but then when you found the magazine clipping, because these pictures were all taken for the Union Oil feature on Dick Warden.
Yeah.
But we were only able to identify some of the people, and so if anyone could identify the rest of the women, it would be wonderful. I think your grandmother.
Yeah, I've got a bowling trophy from 54 or 55.
Well, that's your grandmother is one of these women.
Yeah,
she's
that's
her right
that's,
there.
That's Mrs. Adams right here, your grandmother.
Oh, wow.
My mom, Janet, is up the board.
And there's some of the Rogerses, I believe, are sitting toward the right on the bench because Gail identified some of the people for me.
And Anna's sitting in the back.
Anna Rogers?
Anna Rogers is sitting up there in the observer section.
Right here?
No, to the right. That, right there. That's Anna.
That's Anna Rogers.
It's Gail and Dixie and Helen on the bench, wasn't it?
Oh,
does that sound right?
Sure. Gail thought she was a baby at the time. There's a baby half hidden.
Gail did?
But that year? Didn't connect. No. The year was wrong. So, But it would be great if you could identify these people so it could be documented for Linda's files or for Bill's.
Exactly.
And I don't think we identified any of the three women up in front.
Up the line.
So I think in the original, I think it was marked as a Roger. Mm-hmm. On the original photo, I think it was marked as a Roger Dudley photograph.
Yes, it is.
So it has to be in the later years. That's the Rogers girls and Carol Holderhoff Boyd, right?
Yes.
And Bobby Davidson, Eddie Miles,
Jim
Boyd.
Joe Boyd, and Trent, Jim Trent.
Who's in the middle?
Ed Elliott. And that's one of our community picnics. And I think that's Mike DeFoe.
DeFoe, yes.
And he looks familiar, but I can't put a name to that. Gordon McCullough.
Yeah.
Would that be right? You think so?
Which one is Johnny Akers?
The white hat.
The white hat?
Johnny Akers there, I believe.
Yeah.
attending all presents. This was at the Christmas, one of the Christmas parties in the community hall.
That was Santa Claus, but that was Winnie Mary.
What was it? Our school choir. We always, every Christmas year, we put on a program with the school kids and...
What year is that supposed to be?
Let me... I don't have a year. This came from Al Holzhauser's collection, so I'm not sure exactly.
Probably about 52.
Are you in there?
Is Pat
it's one of the
Sims,
later years.
Is Pat Sims second from the right, the top?
Yes.
Right there.
See, that's
that
our
looks like Pat
class,
Sims.
Our whole eighth grade class.
Yeah, that would have been.
Yeah. And Jim Powell right there.
And I think I'm in the front on the far end. I think that's
yeah, that's you, and that's me.
About as good as we did last night, right? That's the audience. I think it was picked up my mother and my father here.
Yes.
Anybody recognize anybody else?
Is that Janet's face there? No, over to the left. Right above the rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like Janet's face. She's Janet out.
Seth, you look like your mother?
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah, it does.
Sandra Wigmer should be in that picture then someplace. She's in that on the previous one in the choir. She's like the second one over. Okay. She's the Sandra's the first girl in the on the right on the bottom row. Okay.
Oh.
I think that's Sandra.
Okay.
Is that right, Sandra?
We never identified the year. I think someone thought this was 1939 or 1940, about that time. The one of the, I think it's all the kids in the school. And this was 1944.
Jerry Lannister up there to the left.
And you are the right, Joe? Johnny Kirsten's right in front of you?
Yeah.
Don't have that one.
Right there. Yeah, that Johnny
Curzon. And right Mrs. Bowie here.
Yeah, there's Mrs. Field.
And Helen Small right to her right. Right there.
Right there.
Carol Holderhoff.
Yep. Gary
Dunn.
Gary? Oh, yeah, that's Gary.
He's not saying anything. He doesn't recognize
I think that's Gary.
Right
in front
of Gary.
Yeah,
who's
Gary
at the bottom of that row?
And a
Billups?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't junior know. Hicks.
Or Hicks?
Yeah. Well, that could be.
That's a Hicks.
We got Junior Hicks from 2 years ago. They identified Gary Hicks and Gary Bannister. Dixie, Joe Riggs, and Johnny Curzon. And now you gave me Carol Carol Small.
Helen Small.
Helen Small.
Helen Small.
Mrs. Bowie.
Bill, did you say 44?
I think.
It's 34, they were born.
Excuse me?
It's 35, most of them weren't born yet. 44, I think.
44.
It is 44.
Yeah, 44.
Is that Gail Rogers in the middle? Right there?
I think she was last time it was identified as Dixie.
I was thinking it was one of the Rogers,
Dixie,
but I couldn't tell
there.
Which one.
Yeah. Oh, Dixie was junior grade?
No, she was ahead of us.
There's Fat Belly in the front row.
Yes.
These are the graduating class. This is my graduating class here.
Jay
Johnson. And 1953 and Jim Powell.
Did you make valedictorian, Bill, that year?
Yes, you did.
Mary Joy's got to be there somewhere.
That's a large class.
Yeah. This is my brother's class, and this is Ed Pike's father.
Yeah.
There's Sam.
And this was 55.
Yes.
And Carrie Levitt, Lisa Yates, and we're 56, right?
Great word.
Sandra River. And her dad. We're getting very close to dinner, so I think I'll quit right here.
Smalls there.
Yeah.
That was awesome.